Chapter 24, Quantum Living, Alternate Realities. We were taking a break from a Quest continuing education weekend when the instructor, Judith Heath, usually not inclined to tell woo-woo stories, shared a strange thing that had been happening with her clients over the prior 2 months. First, she was having dreams about the work being done in Egypt. She saw a stone structure with earthen walls. The doorway in the east wall had an opening with a short wall behind it, like in airport bathrooms. The work was being done in that room with the clients lying on stone slab tables. She shared how recently two clients suddenly sat up during their sessions, declaring that there were tall beings in the room. One of the two clients, a male, said the beings said this work had been done in Egypt. Two other clients also randomly mentioned, unprompted, that the work had originated in Egypt. These client declarations corroborated the dreams Judith had about the work being done in Egypt. We were trying to take in this strange story when another Quest teacher, Paula Martin Burns, shared her story about Quest's possible origins. The weekend Princess Diana died in 1997, Paula attended an open mic gathering featuring a channeled entity called Bashar. A microphone was passed around and each person could ask a question. Paula prefaced her question by saying she had learned a modality using a numerical language that vibrationally communicated with the human body. She asked Bashar from where did this modality originate. Bashar told her it originated in Atlantis, came through Egypt, and into the United States. He told her if one understood mathematics and sacred geometry, the templates of the body could be put together. I asked Paula, "Why did you wait 8 years to share this story, and did you find out the missing sacred geometry?" Paula shrugged and laughed, saying, "I don't know, and no, I'm not good with math." "Not good with math? Are you kidding me?" After that class, I was on the hunt for anything that taught more about sacred geometry. I knew little about the subject. I found out sacred geometry ascribes symbolic and sacred meanings to certain geometric shapes and in certain geometric proportions. Sacred geometry is an ancient science, the information of which could fill several books. One sacred geometric pattern I discovered was called the Flower of Life. The Flower of Life is a geometrical symbol that consists of 19 overlapping circles, evenly spaced and interconnected. These overlapping circles form a flower-like pattern within the flower. It is believed to be over 6,000 years old and thought to contain vital information about the secrets and origins of the universe and all living things. The repeating patterns found in the Flower of Life can be found in many life forms. Some examples are spirals and petal counts in flowers, the spirals within a seashell, trees, cloud forms, even the very structure of molecules at the atomic level. So when I found a Flower of Life meditation class, I quickly registered. This was the class where I met my friend Archana. She would become a treasured friend and companion for the coming years of metaphysical growth and exploration. During this workshop, I thought there was something wrong with my eyes. When I stared at the teacher, my eyes would go out of focus, and everyone in the room would disappear, replaced with an opaque white cloud with only the teacher visible. Only it wouldn't be him. He kept transforming into an old Asian male with a robe and goatee. I needed to know if I was going nuts, so during one of the class breaks, I told the instructor what I was experiencing and asked if he had ever heard that before. He responded that many students had seen him transform into that old Asian man, but he did not know what they saw or why he was showing up that way. After the break, he asked the class if anyone else was seeing him as an old Asian male, and a couple of hands went up. He said we were ready then to hear about alternate realities.